Hello everyone, my name is Andres, and you are technically listening to Baklava Baby, but Mariana is kind of tired right now, so I'm subbing in for her. So this is technically an extended special version of Andres's Late Night Delights on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Thank you very much for tuning in. And you just heard Why by Kepler. Super smooth K-pop, love that song. Kepler's underrated, even though like they were kind of set up for like success. And then their company kind of like mismanaged them, and yeah, I don't know, people expected them to be bigger than they are, but I think they're putting out some good work, and Magic Hour is one of their best releases so far, their latest one. And then Love Struck, which Wide is off of, is also very solid, so I definitely recommend if you're into those bubbly tunes. But anyway, Up next, we have a request from none other than my dad, and we have Marathon by Rush. He's a big Rush fan, and yeah, he's been asking me to play a little something for him on WMFO for a while, so I think this will be a good choice, coming in at 6 minutes and 10 seconds long, so hope you enjoy. Send me a little snippet of a summary of it, or a Wikipedia summary, and apparently it's about overcoming obstacles and the fact that every journey begins with a single step. So that should be good. I have a general vibe of what Rush is like, but I don't think I've heard this one yet. And then after that, we're gonna switch it up, go a little back into my direction. We have some O.O. Rubinho. I've played some of his stuff before, especially off of his new album, Combinações. We have Garotas Chefiando. And after that, we have a song that Spencer played my friend Spencer from Melisma. He played at the Melisma party we had last week. It's called Let's Go by Magna Carta off of their album New Jersey. Shout out. And that'll be our first little 3-song block to digest. And then we have some more electronic, and I'll throw in some disco, some 80s in there as we progress, and then as we go into my regular hour, we'll get some more of that kind of vibe. You guys know what to expect from me, what kind of mix I like to throw in there. But anyway, let's get into this Rush marathon. We'll be right back.
Just Excuse me, sir, but why are you breaking the record store window? The Smiths haven't dropped yet. Don't worry. Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now drops January 7th. Take a listen.
I was never book smart, but money smart. It makes me more intelligent. Call me Mr. Rock Festival. Now the relevance. Shawty is cute, got a circle too. Told her to get.
Welcome back, y'all. So, y'all heard Marathon by Rush, followed by Garotas Chefiando by O.O. Rubinho, and then Let's Go by Magna Carta. Shout out to my dad for the Rush recommendation. There's some cool guitar riffs on there. And, Rush vocals, the lead singer's vocals are always very unique. And then, shout out to Spencer for playing Let's Go by Magna Carta on at the Melisma party. He definitely put me on. I feel like I've seen the album cover for this album New Jersey before, maybe on like Twitter or something, but now I feel like I have to listen because like Let's Go is so good, and like it's literally called New Jersey. Like, how could I not do that as a New Jerseyan? But let's see what else. Oh, in Garotas Chefiando, that one of the main samples or songs that was mashed up was a was it Midnight City by M83, and I'm pretty sure Mariana likes that song quite a bit, so it fits in with the show technically, even though it's not hers right now. But anyway, let's get into some Gabber. You know, y'all know I've been listening to quite a bit of Gabber over the past like I don't know, almost a year. I want to say we got a few months left, but let's just call it that. Next up, I have lined up, we've got Hey by Tony Salmonelli, which is a crazy name considering that he's like a Dutch dude. Probably hates Italians if he names himself Tony Salmonelli. That's crazy. That's out of pocket. But apparently this is just like a pseudonym or another name for DJ BuzzFuzz, who's a well-respected name in the Gabber scene in the 90s. Especially in the Netherlands. But after that, we have Betcha Gonna Need My Lovin' by LaToya Jackson of the Jackson family. And then after that, we got Itsumo by Fax Gang. Banger song. I've played Fax Gang before multiple times on the show. But I'm kind of disappointed in their new direction. I kind of respect the fact that they took like a left turn. They're not doing the bit crushed kind of music anymore, and they're kind of going in a new direction with like less vocal effects and stuff like that. But you know, it is what it is. I feel like they just need to get the hang of it. But whatever. Let's get into this 7 minute long "Hey" by Tony Salmonelli. It's a banger. Lots of bangers that came out of the Netherlands. And other countries as well, but mainly the Netherlands, because that's where Gabber really started. And then we'll switch it up hard, get into that sort of disco kind of vibe with LaToya Jackson. And then we'll get back into the electronic world with Itsumo by Fax Gang. So let's go. Let's go. Thank you.
Pull it to the left. I'm so You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I love how they pivot from using an avocado as a baseball to drunk driving underage. But you heard the man. Don't booze cruise. But anyway, those three songs you heard were Hey by Tony Salmonelli, a.k.a. Buzz Fuzz, followed by Bet You're Gonna Need My Lovin' by LaToya Jackson, and then finally Itsumo by Facts Gang. Now, this is the part where I'm going to start maybe transitioning more into the Bandcamp and the SoundCloud, if you catch my drift. We'll see what I can line up here. However, I still have one song that I want to play here. We have The Candle by James Dalton, and then we'll have some surprises after that. I think I know what I want to play on SoundCloud right after this, but yeah, should be good. Should be good. It's another mashup type thing. And if you're into K-pop, you might recognize one of the samples there. But what was I going to say? I was going to say that, returning back to Facts Gang, their album Aethernet is usually like their magnum opus, and it's very good. Like, I respect this whole like bit crushed, hazy kind of a production that they've got going on this. And I'll say some of my favorite songs, like, in the past few years are on this thing. Like, Reality Dreams and Fallen are incredible. Very underrated overall. Their follow-up to this, Data Prism, was alright. There were a few good songs on that. And then before this, they had some EPs. They had FXG 3000, which is pretty solid. Has some of their more notable songs on there as well. Then they have a collab with Black Winter Wells, which is also pretty decent. Fractalized. DNA is one of the songs on there. But yeah, definitely worth checking out their discography. If you're into electronic music or digicore, that whole thing, I recommend. But let's get into The Candle by James Dalton. And then we'll get into some Leroy, a.k.a. Concern, a.k.a. Jane Remover from Jersey. All right, let's get into it.
Thank you. Back. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, y'all. So, y'all heard The Candle by James Dalton. Absolutely insane Gabber song from 1997. And then that was followed... Oh my god, I cannot speak. That's why I'm taking a communication skills class. Public speaking. But anyway, that after that was Backdoor Exit, I've Got a Crush on You by Leroy. And as the title may suggest to some of you K-pop fans out there, it does in fact mash up IVE in there in the midst of all those other crazy, crazy samples. Like, Jane Remover is so just ahead of us musically. Like, she... I don't know how she pumped out, like, four albums of, like, incredible mashups like that. It's just crazy. And then after that, I played a remix of a Perfume song, which is a J-pop group. So this is Polyrhythm by Tanuki. And he made it into, like, a kind of J-core kind of style, which is super cool. Off of his release, old J-core remixes. It's like a compilation from 2010 to 2014. Epic stuff on there. I really love Tanuki. He's from Scotland, I believe. And I had to be in like 8th grade or something, just like scrolling through YouTube or like SoundCloud. It was definitely YouTube. It had to be YouTube because it was on the Artsy Music YouTube channel. Shout out Artsy Music. They're low-key dead in the channel, but shout out to them. They post like, where they used to post a lot of like future funk videos with like anime gifs, and that was formative stuff right there. And I think Baby Baby No Yume by Tanuki was I think easily like the most viewed video on that channel. It was insane. But yeah, that was one of my introductions to future funk. Just crazy. SoundCloud and like YouTube are so formative for my music taste right now. Like Macintosh 420 and Young Lean, like that all built up to what you're hearing right now. Shout out to all those people, for real. And as a reminder, you are listening to Andres subbing in for Mariana on Baklava Baby on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let's see what I can squeeze into these last few minutes before my actual show, but I'll just continue as if it was just 2 hours, because the vibe isn't really going to change. You're going to get more of my incredible music taste, not to flex or anything, but I don't know, I want to bring it back to 2020, like pandemic, quarantine, very, very dark time. But Brockhampton for me made it bearable with their series of singles called Technical Difficulties, which they released on YouTube over the course of a few weeks. What they would do was basically they would do these like secret DJ like party streams on like Twitch or something under like a different username every time. I don't know, in the beginning, like I don't know how people like found these, or like it was pretty crazy, but they would do that. They would like learn how to DJ basically because it was quarantine. They would preview some new songs that they were working on, and then like after that they would drop them on YouTube, like just like two at a time. One time it was three, but the point is like they would just like pump these out. Like it was like back when they were like doing Saturation, when they were hungry, they were doing new stuff, experimenting. It was just such a wonderful time to be a fan. And this song I'm gonna play is called NST. It was like one of the first that they dropped in that series, and it just goes crazy. Like this is some of the raw stuff they've done for sure, and I love how they started sampling a lot on these singles, just without a care in the world, because they were just dropping them on YouTube, and then they would actually delete them the next week to make room for the new ones. So it was a nutty time, and like the cover arts go crazy. There's a unique one for every single, like, crazy stuff. But, yeah, let's get into it. Let's listen. Oh, this is also I think it's, like, the first song where Jabari started to become a vocalist. So that was kind of crazy. Like, his vocal debut wasn't on Roadrunner. It was actually on NST. pretty crazy, which never came out like officially. But yeah, let's get into it. NST by Brockhampton.
Pardon the technical difficulties.
Niggas stay talking, they ain't about shit. Pull up, Fetty, stay in my wallet. Mind gone, saying yo. If you get a problem, better not coming in. Let's keep talking like you're profitable. No time to learn that we invited.
Pardon the technical difficulties.
And I ain't taking no, no more. Them niggas grew up on school. What the fuck, dawg? Now we getting back to the beginning. The game of scrimmage, I played the finish. Remember them old days, I was fucking around with women. We was backing up them drives like we was finished. Running around Corpus, two door, I explore it. Hit the gas, then he floor it.
We just plugged off with some more shit. But I gotta keep my money straight. 1-4 SUV behind me like motor kit. Shotting that bitch at alarming rate. Kissing your body, they glisten, they shimmer like you just went out of the armory. Moves, they dipping, they dive. Whenever you try, I will arrive. Blood, sweat, and tears will let you go fly. But how do you float? Staying afloat. Shout out Big Chuck, Conan and Bert. Shout out Chris, Chloe, and Kelly. I'm going fast, who's ready? I keep this steady on silent. I hope the future is vibrant. For all of my brothers, all of my kin, all of my family.
Pardon the technical difficulties.
Big drummer, stone cold stunner. Shot runner, hot like summer. My lover, ain't no sucker. She'll break your windows, that's no funner. Big drummer, stone cold stunner. Shot runner, hot like summer. My lover, ain't no sucker. She'll break your windows, that's no funner.